Oh, hello. I didn't hear you come in. I was just making the rounds. This old farmhouse has seen a century or two, and age has brought with it the customary creaks and groans and bumps in the night that you would expect from such an antiquated dwelling. And although I am keenly aware that all the little sounds are simply the house shifting, the wood expanding, the pipes knocking, peace of mind requires me to check all the rooms, the windows, the doors, to make sure that I am truly alone. I thought I was all locked up tight, but clearly I've overlooked some egress or other because, hey, there's you! Well, I'm glad it's you. Who knows what sort of thing may be roaming the countryside, drawn to the warm window light of the house on the hill? Who knows what creature of the night may be watching, drawing near, a gnawing hunger propelling it ever forward? The woods are wild, the fields fallow, and the safety this house provides is but illusory, a comfortable concept, but nothing more. A shotgun rests on my lap as I endure night's long sojourn, waiting for the sun to dispel the shadows that even now grow darker as they creep and shift along the corners of the room. Who knows if I shall even see the sunrise? Man is not king beyond the glaring city limits, not here, alone, in the dark, in the wild. Tonight's episode, Farm Life.
I've been driving for hours, and I haven't seen the slightest hint of civilization. No farmhouse, no rest stop, not a goddamn thing. It's a wasteland. I don't know how anybody expect to grow anything out here. What are these people farming, rocks? Well, if this place does exist, I'll find it. Well, and given the surroundings, I can't imagine they'll be at all reluctant to trade in a life of scraping around in this dirt for the one-way trip to Easy Street that we're gonna offer them. I know they've been reluctant, but I can be very persuasive. Now, this situation needs a human touch. That's right, and that's why I'm the best acquisitions agent this mining company has ever had. Well, excuse me for being expository, but I've been driving for days and I'm a wee bit lonesome. All right, give my love to them sweet chick monkeys of yours. I want a baby. What the? Now, what in the name of Conway Twitty was that about?
Hey, you boy! Are you soft in the head or something? I could have killed you running out across the road like that. Where'd you come from, anyway? Were you hiding behind a rock?
Get out of here!
What?
Get out of here!
Did you just say get out of here?
Get out of here!
Where do you get off telling me where to go, huh? What are you, Prince of the Back Roads?
You don't belong here!
Oh, really? What tipped you off? The fact that I'm wearing shoes?
They don't want you here!
Who doesn't want me here? You don't even know who I am!
Get
Well, you are just a scintillating conversationalist, you know that? All those years with Toastmasters paid off!
Don't say I didn't warn ya!
Hey, where are you going? I ain't through with you! We got safety lessons to go over, young man! Well, if that ain't a case for regular water supply testing, I don't know what is. Would you look at that? That is a healthy-looking crop of corn, that is. Folks take their farming seriously. This could be a little more difficult than I thought. Oh, hi there! Is this the Pendergast Farm?
I'm really hoping it is, because it's the only bit of inhabited property for about 200 miles. Crossing my fingers here.
How'd you know my name?
Mystery solved. I'm Mags Buford. We've been corresponding recently.
Weren't me corresponding at you. Been the wife, most like. I ain't touched a pencil in years.
I want to ask, why is that? But that conversation probably won't be worth our while.
Talk is a luxury I can't afford at the best of times, Miss Stranger. There's crops need irrigating, chores need doing. Gotta finish gutting and cutting this cow, for instance.
I couldn't help noticing that's a dairy cow you got there.
Yeah, she were on her last legs, and we thought, well, just eat her.
Waste not, want not. How'd you slaughter it? It looks like she's gone through a thresher.
Something like that. You looking for a thing in particular, Miss Pants? I ain't got time to sit and jabber all day.
Well, sir, I'm sorry. I didn't catch your first name.
Everybody calls me Papa.
Everybody? Even the letter carrier?
Sure enough.
Even the UPS guy?
He would.
Even Jehovah's Witnesses?
Well, see too many of them around here.
All right, Papa Pendergast. My name's Mags, by the way. I think you probably forgot about 1 second after I told you.
You got a real roundabout way of coming to the point, Mrs. Muggs.
Well, Papa, as per our correspondence, I'm acting as an agent for a very reputable and environmentally conscious mining concern interested in procuring this property.
Well, I never laid eyes on our correspondence. That's the wife's purview, but I can't imagine she was anything but succinct in her response.
Indeed she was, Papa, but I've been sent out here to have a little chat and see if we can't sweeten the pot a little and make it a more satisfying venture for all concerned parties.
You ain't even trying yet, but I can tell you got a serpent's tongue, Mrs. Chit-Chat.
Well,
I have no doubt that you've enjoyed a history of lucrative persuasion. I'm afraid you're wasting your necessarily valuable time coming around here. Land's not for brokerage. Lands for farming.
Papa Pendergast, you have found your perspicacity, and I have to say I am suddenly delighted at the prospect of bartering with you.
Well, you're as pushy as a bull on the make, Miss Longplay.
Maybe we got off on the wrong foot here, Papa, but I think you're doing you and your family a shameful disservice by not at the very least hearing what we have to offer.
Well, like I say, this is the wife's purview. She's a bookkeeper. But even if we were in the least bit interested in your offer, land's not ours to sell.
Well, I'm not sure what you mean by that. With all due respect, isn't your family name on the deed?
Well, got the name Pearl tattooed across my back, but Pearl ain't never had a claim on me.
Huh. Well, maybe I've come to the wrong place. Who does the land belong to, if you don't mind my asking?
Belongs to others.
Others?
Aware of my manners. You come out all this way, you're probably hungrier than a little plastic hippo snapping up marbles.
Well, now, I wouldn't say no to a little plate of something-something. Kind of you'd offer.
I will sit you for dinner, then. I'd best be getting at it anyhow. Go on round back to the barn. Imagine you'll find a wife there.
I appreciate that very much, Papa.
Well, go on then before you get any more of this bovine gore all over your fancy city shoes.
Mama Pendergast?
Who's that, Lynn?
Sorry to intrude, Mama, but Papa Pendergast sent me around to talk to you.
Name's Piper.
Well, that's a sweet handle.
But you can call me Mama.
Fair enough. My name's Mags.
This leather ain't gonna beat itself. Got a reason for coming around here, Missy? Just enjoy interrupting the work day.
Well, at this point, I'm seriously thinking about writing a book about that old Pendergast charm. But I'm actually here to talk about purchasing your land.
Oh, you. Thought I made myself clear in our correspondence.
Pretty clear, yep. But there's always room for negotiation. My company's willing to make you a very generous offer. more than 3 times the value of this place.
How would you know the value of this place, huh?
Well, the market value. But we do appreciate the concept of sentimental value, which is why we're prepared to offer as much as we are.
To soothe the pain of passage, as it were?
As it were. But moreover, to help you create a solid foundation on which to build an even greater legacy for future generations.
Oh, that's cute. The buck-toothed, toe-headed, flat-footed, agoraphobic legacy of the Pendergast.
Everybody's got to start somewhere.
We're just day by day around here. That's how we like it. No long-term goals. No grand aspirations. Ain't nobody working on a novel. Just farming the land as we're meant to.
How do you manage to get such beautiful crops to grow out here?
Takes hard work. And sacrifice.
Why, corn, it's an atypical crop for the region.
Hmm? Land grows what wants to grow. We just tend to it.
Well, if you can produce crops like this here, imagine what you could do on more fertile land.
Honey, there ain't no more fertile land than this.
This land has value beyond what little a few ears of corn can earn.
You're not tipping your hand a little there now, are you?
I did mention that I represent a mining company, did I not?
What is it? Black gold? See-through coal? Penny fat?
I'm not really at liberty to say. Not at this point in the negotiations, at least.
Supposing the old man has invited you to sit down to dinner?
He has, yes.
He always did have a soft spot for fast talk and high heel brunettes with names like Mags and Pearl. Best go in then. He'll have it ready soon. Whatever it is.
Well, I hate to intrude.
That's a statement that seems contrary to your nature. You are, after all, here to uproot my family.
Not uproot. Elevate.
Go on, then. Just gonna dunk myself in the rain barrel and I'll join you.
All right.
What are you out here staring at?
I said go on, get up to the house. We aren't standing on your schedule.
But is that your boy out in the cornfields there?
Yeah, that's my Papa Junior.
He ran out in front of my car earlier. Almost ran him over.
You'll be lucky to catch him.
But he shouted at me, told me to get out of here. Said they don't want me here. Was he referring to you and your husband?
Ain't nobody else around here.
Is he talking to that scarecrow?
Like I said, ain't nobody else around here. Boy needs to stave off a bit of loneliness now and again. Don't worry. Scarecrows don't talk back.
Why so many of them?
Lots of crows.
Soap's on. Come and get it for it congeals.
Come on, Junior. Get in the house. Got company for dinner.
Oh. This is a hearty meal, Papa.
Well, it's nothing fancy, just beef and corn, carrots, potatoes, assorted tubers, sea salt, scented jasmine rice, shiitake mushrooms, parsley, chopped fresh sage, just a tiny pinch of nutmeg. Gotta let the bone soak for 2 days and replace the evaporated liquid with a fresh cream when you set the stock on the boil.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I'm surprised your company is interested in the land. Seeing as how this entire countryside's been earmarked for a national park.
Well, we've got several civic-minded, elderly, white gentlemen in positions of power rooting for us. We'd all like to see this corner of the country enjoying the level of prosperity and commercial enterprise it deserves. No sense letting the natural resources go to waste.
They say this whole area was once an ancient Indian burial ground.
Really? An Indian burial ground? Like Indians from India?
They say this whole area was once an ancient Native American burial ground. Sacred. Stretched out as far as the eye could see. Generations upon generations buried here.
And where are the graves now?
Start digging and you're like to find them.
We have contingency plans for that.
Well, I bet you do.
Do you think that's true, Junior? Think the countryside is littered with the bones of the First Nation? You don't talk much, do you?
You shouldn't be here.
Except to deliver the odd cryptic warning.
Junior knows not to speak unless spoken to.
That's pretty old world.
Oh, I've been spoken to, Mama.
You just keep that to yourself.
It's harvest time, Mama. We already give them the cow. They's just being greedy.
Who's being greedy?
The crows. Have to throw up a few more straw men.
Lady, you shouldn't be here. You should go.
Quiet down, Junior. This here lady's our guest.
Oh, my name's Mags, by the way. Don't know if I mentioned.
You got to get away from here, lady. As fur as you can. As fast as you can.
Well, you know what? I'm going to go far away from here as soon as I get your charming parents to sign on the dotted line.
Told you the land ain't for sale.
We're willing to offer you a share in the enterprise. That's an unparalleled offer, and you won't get it from anybody else.
It don't belong to us. It belongs to others.
Who are these others you keep talking about? Can I talk to them?
When the wind is right.
Quiet down, you. Don't talk foolish.
Junior's a bit touched in the head.
This can't go on. It just can't. I already said goodbye to my dogs and my cats.
What are you talking about, Papa Junior?
The hard work. The sacrifice.
You go on up to your room.
The
man.
Sacrifice.
You heard your father?
S-A-C-R-I.
Back of my hand.
You're asking for a strap and go on, get. Go.
Sacrifice.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. I ran out of his medication a few weeks ago.
What the hell was he talking about?
No idea. He's a bit Fruit Loops.
Got a bad case of fancy brain.
Whoa. Oh. I suddenly feel very, very tired. Like, crazy tired. Like, I can't keep my eyes open.
Country air will do that to you.
Long day finally catching up with you.
I need to call my boss. There's no reception out here. Can I use your landline?
Nobody has a landline anymore.
We don't have much occasion to communicate with the outside world anyway.
We got everything we need right here.
Well provided for.
A little hard work, little sacrifice.
You're talking like weirdos.
Well, if you're about to fall over, you best stay the night. Drive in and stay you're in.
Got a few empty bedrooms upstairs.
Can you hear that?
Just the wind.
You sure about that? Maybe it's rats.
Yeah, maybe it's rats.
Yeah, where are the farm cats? You need cats on a farm to chase the mice and horns.
Come on, then. We'll get settled in.
I'm gonna puke.
We'll get you a bucket. Come on, Mama. Grandma.
We're gonna take care of you.
Lady, wake up! Lady face, wake up! Hey, pretty city lady, you got to wake up!
What? When? How? What?
Wake up, you raven-haired princess of sass!
Where?
The farm!
Who are you?
I'm Papa Junior!
What?
You've been drugged, stupid!
Sorry, I didn't mean to add a comma there. I meant to say, you've been drug stupid! My daddy's soup! Sometimes he adds a special ingredient when he don't want to deal with me no more. Used it on my pups, too.
When?
This has been going on for years. The land provides for us, but we got to provide for the land in return. Sacrifice, lady! That's why there ain't no cats and no dogs and no nothing else neither.
How did...
The cornfield! They're gonna dump you in the middle of the cornfield, and then you're lost, by golly. That's where the others live.
I'm so far behind you right now, and I have a splitting headache. Have you got some aspirin or something? Also, I could brush my teeth and be happier about everything.
Wake up, lady!
I'm up. Stop yelling.
He's gonna murder you!
What are you talking about?
Oh, forget it. Just come with me. We gotta get out of here.
All right. Just let me find my pants. Hey, we didn't... Did we...
Oh, for God's sake, just get dressed and let's go already.
Everything you're saying is crazy, Papa Junior.
I know it sounds crazy, but it's the truth. I thought it was normal until I went into town recently and watched a movie where nobody or nothing was getting ritually sacrificed to anything. They didn't even talk about it. They just went shopping and looking for husbands.
Yeah, I think I saw that one.
The others, they're getting angrier and angrier every year, never satisfied with nothing. We used to get along well, but these days, the way they talk to me, it's like I stole their pudding or something. If you hadn't come along, I'm afraid my folks would've...
Would've what? Your folks would've what?
Would've sacrificed me to the others!
Oh, right. Well, that seems extreme.
Are you even listening to me?
Honestly, I'm still in a bit of a fog. Am I driving right now?
Snap out of it! We got company!
Oh, high beams, dude!
That's Papa's truck! They're after us!
They're after you! Oh, this must be very much like an abduction.
They'll kill us both! We got to shake them!
There's nowhere to go! It's just a straight highway!
Can't this thing go any faster?
It's a fucking hybrid!
Here, turn there!
Where?
Here, turn!
I'm not insured for this!
I hate that you can't appreciate the gravity of this situation!
Oh, it's pitch dark out here!
Careful! There's a ridge over to the left! Oh. Try to drop!
But don't you think we've surrendered advantage to the pickup truck on this terrain?
I don't know! Never been in a car chase before.
Cornfields. Shit. We're heading back toward the farmhouse.
Go into the fields. We'll lose them in there.
I have no idea where we are. Which side is the ridge on?
I think it's on the left hill.
Junior, are you all right?
Yeah, sorry. I just remembered there's ridges on both sides of the field.
Well, come on. We gotta get to a hospital or something.
Yeah.
Junior, the corn row, it's moving.
Huh?
Above your head, the corn, it's moving.
Oh, God. Lady, run for it!
My name is Mag!
Run, lady, run!
I don't think I'm gonna make this purchase!
Where do you think you're going, little lady?
Get away from me!
Tire hands.
Where's the boy? What'd you do with the boy?
Tire goddamn hands and let's go. It's almost sunrise.
Ow! Damn. Be careful. I bruised my index finger. Please, you can keep the farm or we'll stop bothering you. Really, your corn is lovely.
Well, I'm glad you feel that way. You're gonna be seeing lots of it. Let's go get in the truck.
Oh, come on. Chores to be done.
Come on.
Let me go.
You had your chance to leave us alone, but you just kept pressing. Now it's too late.
It's never too late to start again. Today is the first day of the rest of your life.
Shut up, lady. Shut up.
Yeah.
Hey, French. Got something for you.
We know it's been a long time, but we wanted to make it up to you.
Yeah, she's real soft and squirmy and scared as hell.
It's true, I am. Come out.
They're here.
Where?
Here.
Behind the scarecrows?
Well, they are the scarecrows.
Ghosts of the lamp. Inhabiting these rudimentary forms. Parodies of man. Strong man.
Aren't they something?
Sacrifice.
Yeah, that's right. Here she is. Come get her.
I got some sweet pumpkin pie for after.
What's the matter with you, drunk? She's right there on her knees waiting.
What are you waiting for?
No, you're walking right past her, stupid.
Now, wait just a damn minute.
Wait a minute. We've done everything you wanted. Everything.
We just want to live in peace with you.
Thank God. The sun's coming up. I'm alive. I made it out alive. Somebody's bound to come down this road at some point. That was the third worst night of my life. Hey, somebody on the road up there. Wait, Junior, you're alive? Junior, it's me. It's me, Lady. Wait. Are you all right? You're all bloody, messed up. You're all sticking out at weird angles. Oh, God! Papa Junior, turn around and look at me. What did they do to you? No, straw sticking out of your eyes. Junior, what did they do? What did they do?
As you can see, the acreage is considerable for the price. The farmhouse itself is a bit of a fixer-upper, but the land is prime and perfect for any sort of crop or livestock. It's interesting that the previous family just up and abandoned the place. They were doing so well. I guess they just tired of the rustic lifestyle. In my opinion, that's half the charm. It's quaintness. Yeah, rustic living and all that. Getting away from it all. Anyway, the bank is eager to unload, so it's yours for a song. Make me an offer, basically. And hey, we'll even throw in all this corn with the property. Must be worth something. That's funny. Every time I come out here, it seems that there are more and more of these creepy scarecrows. Oh, that's a new one. The one holding the cell phone. That's cute. Anyway, let's take a peek inside the house, shall we? Oh, watch your step there. Okay.
You have been listening to Phantom Signal. Tonight's episode, Farm Life, was performed by Andrew Bailey, Jason McDonald, and Tara Travis. Jason handled the script, editing, tilling, and sound and music assembly. Special thanks to all the artists who've contributed by way of sounds and samples on Freesound, Looperman, and Music Radar. Recording and technical support in Cold Farm Fresh Milk were provided by Keegan Elric and Nicole Weissmiller. Tara Travis is our producer and lead cowpoke. Asha Kidd and Bruce McPherson are our executive producers. The Phantom Signal Studio Anthology Volume 1 was made possible in part through generous contributions from listeners just like you. Check out phantomsignalradio.com for a full list of the guilty parties. And hey, if you enjoy the program and you'd like to show us some encouragement, toss some money in the hat and share us with your friends. You can like us on Facebook and Instagram and all that distracting business as well. Thanks for listening. Good night and pleasant dreams.